Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Abraham Lincoln said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." Our guest today is here to share how the Lord has been preparing him all his life for the opportunity before him. He goes by the motto, "Families First." And we have one of Hawaii's leaders in studio with us. As we begin the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we like to pause for a moment just to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio program is to let you know how much God loves you, that He knows you, that He understands. There's a reason. You know, there's rhyme and reason for the things that we go through, even though we don't fully understand what it might be. But God knows. Because He loves you and has a purpose for your life, you can know it too. But you see, it's important to come to a place in your life where you have a relationship with God. And that's made possible through Jesus Christ, who loved you so much, He died on the cross for your sins and mine. Shed His blood on that cross, and on the third day, He rose again. And the living Christ today calls you to Himself. Rojo Herrera served for 30 years as a United States Air Force pilot and retired as colonel. He earned his Bachelor of Science degree in Public Administration from the United States Air Force Academy. He has two master's degrees, a Master of Science in Business Operations from the University of Arkansas, and his Master of Science degree in National Security Strategy from the National Defense University. He spent 10 years in business. He's the co-founder of ComCon Technologies, where he served as the executive vice president. In fact, in 2009, it was the 8th fastest growing small business in Hawaii, according to Pacific Business News. And get this, in 2010, it was the 5th fastest growing small business in Hawaii, according to Pacific Business News. And also in 2010, he was elected the Veteran Small Business Champion per the Small Business Administration. He lives in Mililani. He's lived there for 11 years with his wife, Debbie. And they have 11 children. Rojo, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. Thank you for having me here today. And that's quite an introduction you gave me. That's a little scary, but I am the most proud, as you can imagine, of my role, my calling as a father. I enjoyed my time in the Air Force, my time in business, all the success, all the accolades are very secondary. They pale in comparison to God giving me the opportunity to be a father to a large group of children.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up all over the U.S. and in Canada. My father actually is Mexican-American, and he's a first-generation Mexican-American, and he went to Canada on his first assignment with the military and landed on a frozen island in the Northeast Atlantic and met a 16-year-old, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, a young lady, and they married a year or so later, and the rest is kind of history, but it's a very interesting history. So as a military dependent, lived across the U.S. and Canada for the next 18 years until I myself joined the U.S. Air Force through the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, I tell you, there's a lot of influences. On my mother's side, I would say her mother, Violet, was quite an influence. She's the classic English-Irish kind of stern lady with a tremendous amount of discipline and hard work. Oh, that lady worked so hard. And on my dad's side, I would say, you know, on my dad's side, his oldest brother has always been something of a hero to me. Mm. He was a World War II veteran. Actually, before the World War II veteran, he was worked in the CCC camps and the WPA camps during the Depression to provide for family. And a very strong sense of family. Went off and served in World War II, wounded, continued to serve, came back, raised his family very modestly, but very with a lot of love. And passed away an old man, very happy, with fat bones, you know, from living a good life.
Yes.
with his role as a father and a provider for his family. Yeah,
30 years in the military, in the Air Force. I'm proud to say I'm interviewing a pilot. What was your military career like?
My military career started out May of 79, 1979, when I graduated. I went to flight school, and from flight school, I chose to fly airplanes other than the usual fighters and bombers and what people might consider the combat airplanes. I was infatuated with the idea of the aircraft being used for people. For helping people. And so I chose transports, cargo aircraft. So I had the opportunity to fly the biggest airplanes in the world, all over the world, and provide humanitarian assistance, disaster relief, recovery missions, all kinds of interesting and remote areas of the world. I've carried some of the most interesting cargo. I once delivered a one-lane bowling alley to a remote radar site once.
Okay. How big? We don't have perspective. You know, give us some perspective. When you say the largest aircraft, how big is it and what can it carry?
Well, the C-5 can carry, it weighs about 330,000 pounds empty without any kind of gasoline or cargo. And so you can put on about another 500,000 pounds of combination of gas and cargo. So you're talking over 800,000 pounds of airplane rumbling down the runway, trying to defy gravity and take off.
Like how big?
Oh, huge, huge. I mean, wingspan 180 feet, length another 160 feet, and the cockpit sits. It's about a three-story building from the ground to get up to where the cockpit
really?
Is. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah. Quite an exciting job. Also flew a C-130. It's an airplane that's been around since the 50s, and it's smaller. But flies in much less improved runways all over the world, and very exciting to see a lot of Central and South America, Africa, Asia, Southeast Asia, and see it from the very, very tip of you know, disasters and recovery from disasters. You get to see people truly grateful for the water and the blankets and the things that you deliver to them. I once delivered a 50,000 pounds of medical supplies, surplus medical supplies, to a remote area of Africa. And that was one of those things that moves you. I mean, that really moves you to see that there was such a need, and you were just a small part, but you delivered it, and you got the privilege of being there as they unloaded it, and you could see the people as well as the organization that was doing the distribution of the supplies. It was very, very rewarding.
Well, it would be accurate for us to say that Rojo Herrera himself is a man who literally delivers the goods.
Yeah, we could say that. Yeah.
Now, your spiritual journey.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Okay. Spiritual journey. Was raised in a Christian home. I was faithful to God, accepted Christ as a young age, 12 years old, baptized. When I went off to college, I must confess that I got a little bit full of myself and strayed from the church.
I don't think you're the only one.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. I will tell you, as a young pilot in the Air Force, there's a tendency to get a little full of ourselves, you know, to think that we really are Tom Cruise in a flight suit, you know. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it took me about 10 years to realize that I was making a real mess of my life. And in fact, I do recall almost take you to the place where I felt like God looked at me and said, "Son, are you done making a fool of yourself? Because I'm tired of watching you make mistake after mistake with your life." And I wish I could say it was an immediate transformation. It wasn't. I still made some mistakes along the way. But in September of 1995, I can take you to this place and to the pew when it just hit me like a lightning bolt. I wrote it in big red bold letters in my Bible. I got it. I finally got it. All my questions were answered. My uncertainties were settled. And I never looked back.
You know, the Lord, like Abraham Lincoln said, you know, if he's got 6 hours to chop a tree down, he's going to spend 4 hours sharpening his axe. And I think there's a bit of divine wisdom in that. I think the Lord uses the course of our lives in moments we're living it. It's the reality that we have right at that moment. But he's using it also as a point of preparation.
Absolutely.
There's a sharpening process.
Absolutely.
And so you're here today because the Lord has called you to take a very important step. And it involves running for the Hawaii State Senate.
Yes.
And very important seat on the Senate. And you've got a story to tell about that as well. So when we come back from our break, we're going to hear more about that that story. See, stories are those things that you and I can relate with as you're driving, as you're sitting in your car, as you're listening there at work or, you know, wherever you might be. Some of you might be listening in a more solitary place. Maybe you're in a place that's, maybe you need a boost in your life today. Well, you know, God sends Rojo Herrera right here to share just out of his life the things that God has done and the things that God continues to do. His motto is families first. He lives that out. He has lived that out. He stands for certain principles. He's a man of principle. And like I said before, he's a man who delivers the goods. And when we come back, you're going to hear more. You don't want to miss it. This guy, he talks heart to heart, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Dan Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's been the chairman of the National Day of Prayer for Hawaii. He's been a foster parent for the Department of Human Services, a supporter of the Mililani Lions Club and Mililani Students and Parents Against Drugs and Alcohol, SPADA, SPADA. I'm talking about Rojo Herrera. He's my featured guest today. In fact, to find out more about him, you can go to rojoherrera.com. That's R-O-J-O-H-E-R-R-E-R-A, Rojo Herrera. .com. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad that you're joining us today because, you see, our lives have convergence points, and there are moments when things sort of come together. It might even surprise us how they all come together in the way that they do. And it's like we look back for a moment of reflection. We think to ourselves, that makes sense now. This other thing makes sense now. Oh, that's why I hurt. That's why I experienced such pain at that time, because it's now at a moment where I begin to understand things. I'm able to reach people, to connect better with people. And you might be in a place where you're sort of sitting in the quagmire of how does it all fit? The Lord wants to remind you today, don't worry. I've got a plan and a purpose. I've got the best plan for you because I love you. Rojo, someone today is wondering, okay, now, here's a guy who was a pilot, brought in a lot of relief for masses of people across the world in his career, and that's only a sliver. But now you're a dad who lives in Mililani with your wife. You got 11 kids? Tell me that story.
Okay. Yeah. You know, at last segment, you mentioned how God sometimes has to sharpen us and prepare us for something. And I would say that, as I mentioned in the last segment, I lived in the world. I lived a worldly life for a period of time as a young married guy and a young father. And unfortunately, that marriage ended in divorce. Very much due to my pride and my ambition and selfishness, and as a result of that, I God brought me home, and so during that period of renewal and rededication to the Lord, I asked Him. I said, God, I would just ask You to give me another chance to be a good husband and a good father. And in 1997, he did just that, and my wife Debbie and I became the 1997 version of the Brady Bunch. Mm. We combined our families, three boys, three girls. Shortly after that, we had one child together, and we considered ourselves all pow. When family, seven children is plenty. In 2001, we got involved with the foster care program here in Hawaii. My wife convinced me that we could take care of infants, high-risk infants, HIV, drug-exposed children. And I tell you, God really had to be in that, because one of the first children we got was just tragically, at birth she was addicted. I mean, she was going through withdrawals as an infant, and it was a very painful thing to see, and you know, try to see her through that. And one thing led to the other, and she obviously recovered, and we ended up adopting her. We did not intend to adopt, but we did. And so we went from Brady Bunch to Eight Is Enough. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I thought, yes, Lord, eight is enough. We're all POW now. And unfortunately, I was wrong, or unfortunately, he was right. I don't know. But the bottom line is we ended up with five adopted children, and four of them from here in Hawaii. They were tragically caught up in situations that, you know, they would have not done well in because of the drugs, the crystal meth, and that was kind of in their family history. And so, again, this is where I think God had to prepare me. You know, he had to sharpen me in order to be a good father. And now where we are, I've got four grown kids and seven still at home, and I really can talk to just about all the mistakes a parent can make, because I think I've made them more than most people have. And so we have a preschooler, elementary, junior high, high school, college kids, and kids off on their own.
Oddly enough, when you talk about, now you can relate with people who make mistakes. You know, there is a seriously, deeply needed, and what that does when you say it, it brings people comfort. Because people say, "Oh, you mean I'm not the only guy that blew it?" You know,
pastors have asked me often to talk about being a father and a parent, and the first thing I tell them, I say, "You know, you just need to know, just because I got 10 or 11 kids, it just means I've made 10 times or 11 mm-hmm. times the number of mistakes that you have. And if you drive by my house, you know, you may be hearing me yelling at a child and say, oh, that's not very pastoral-like, you know. But, you know, it's real life. Being a parent is tough, you know. Patience and all that's needed to be a good parent, it doesn't come natural.
Well, I think parenting, to say the least, it brings out the best in you. And it can bring out the
yes,
the other side too, the worst, yes. You know. And I think it drives us to our knees.
Amen.
I mean, I feel like I'm sitting here with a very humble man, a man who's experienced brokenness in his own life,
amen.
As you have shared.
Yes, that's true.
And there's a reliance, there's a dependence on God, and a need for God's grace, much more than the theoretical.
Oh, daily
necessity.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Without you know, a strong foundation in God, you know, it's tough to get up in the morning and to think of all the challenges that you're going to face.
Well, and I think about, okay, you got a house full of children.
Mm-hmm.
You're married,
mm-hmm.
and then you're a business owner, you know, and you've got the business to deal with, and the pressure that you must have been through, and yet to see your business rise to the level of success that it has, and over serving customers in the sense of going beyond their expectations,
yes.
You know, delivering the goods, that might be like a sub-motto.
I think so. I think so.
Families first. From a guy, Rojo Herrera, who delivers the goods.
I like that. I like that. Thank you.
Rojo, okay, now, how does all this come together? And now you're running for a seat in the Hawaii State Senate.
Yeah, you know, when we first came to Hawaii, my intention was to come to Hawaii with the military and then return back to the mainland. And actually, I had political thoughts before we came here in 1998, you need to return to Texas and be involved in some politics there. But when we came to Hawaii and we got into the foster care arena, and my wife and I made the decision to stay here in Hawaii because we felt God wanted us here, I said, well, that must have not been what God wanted for me after all. So that dream had been put on hold for almost 14 years. until I was called earlier this summer or previously and asked to consider running as a conservative Christian candidate for Central Oahu. And I consulted with the senior pastor in the church that I was working at as an executive pastor. And we prayed about it, and we feel like God's in this, that he wants me to stand up for the principles and the values that we as American citizens, but Christians as well, want to have represented by our government.
You talked about political thoughts. Someone else could say, well, political ambitions or political aspirations. Why? Why politics, Rojo?
You know, politics has got a dirty connotation here in America. But, you know, when you look at the word politician, it's a poly is people. And it's supposed to be a representative of the people. Now, I'm not sure where along the way it went bad for politicians, but a true politician is a man of the people who is representing the will of the people for, by, and of the people. And so for me, I guess I'm a bit of a romantic. I want to believe that, you know, not all politicians are bad, that the system can be redeemed. The system, we should be involved in the system. If we are not involved in politics, then we're giving it over to people who don't represent our values, who don't understand our concerns. And so I guess for me, 14 years ago, before coming to Hawaii, I thought that I could be a voice for principles that I believed in dearly. Again, as we just stayed here, and I thought that dream was gone until this past summer. So I would like everyone to know that at least in the Central Oahu area where I'll be I'm running, I intend to be a voice for Christian principles, for traditional family values, for the things that we believe in as Christians.
Well, let's get into that a bit further. We're going to take a moment now, and when we come back from our break, let's talk about issues. What issues do we have to face? What issues do you have to face? Okay. What are the main issues? Also, what about, okay, you're talking to your audience, my audience, we have a lot of Christians. We have mm-hmm. some that are not Christians mm-hmm. that listen. But how broad is your reach? You know, how do you relate? What if someone is not a Christian, but, you know, what are the base values that you have that can resonate with some of our listeners, or many of our listeners? You know, when we talk with our guests, like Rojo, the way I think of it is that it's just the two of us talking, and you're sitting with us. There's three of us here, right here, and the Lord is wanting to communicate something especially to you, right for your heart. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Rojo Herrera.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Now, can you imagine, just for a moment, just with me, what would it be like? Okay, now you're sitting in a cockpit of the largest aircraft in the world, and you're the pilot, and as you're descending this gargantuan piece of metal that has a purpose, you look down and you have the privilege of seeing, and it is that a privilege, masses of humanity, great need, and you know that on your gigantic aircraft are supplies, food stuff, you know, like things that we need to survive. Well, that's the story and the experience of our featured guest today. His name is Rojo Herrera. He's a retired colonel from the United States Air Force. He's a pilot who has traveled all over the world serving people and serving our great nation. And he's here today, and that's why I'm so glad that you're here with us. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. And if you're tuning in right now or just caught the tail end of the last segment and you're saying to yourself, I wish I could hear more. I wish I could hear the program in its entirety. Or perhaps maybe I know somebody that would love to hear what Ro has to say. You can certainly access the program, you know, at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can go there anytime and get this show and other shows and all kinds of other resources, free podcasts. Go ahead and get that there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Don't keep it for yourself. Share it with others. Rojo, State Senate, you're running. Okay, what are the deep issues that are your concern?
Yeah, thank you, Danny. For me, the motto "Families First" is not a campaign slogan. It's a personal mission statement, if you will. And for me, I think everything political that we read about in the newspaper eventually ends up at our kitchen table. Once a month, when we sit down, or twice a month, when we sit down at the table to do our bills. And we have to make priority decisions on what we can pay, what we can buy, you know, the needs of the children, our giving to our churches or to whatever charity we want to support. We have some challenges that we face once a month or, you know, sometime routinely. I don't feel like here in Hawaii we have legislators who really appreciate how challenging that is. I heard on the radio coming down this morning, in fact, twice the national average of tax burden on each of the families here in Hawaii. We pay three times the national average for energy here in Hawaii. And all of that comes down on a family trying to put shoes on feet and shirts on backs and still have a quality of life that allows them to enjoy and going to the movie every once in a while. The where it comes to really be a point of for me is I live in central Oahu, and I see cars lining up 5 a.m. while it's still dark, and they're trying to get all the way down to their place of employment, put in a long day, or they're on a bus. And they're getting downtown, and they're working a long day, and then they're trying to beat through the traffic jams getting home so they can have dinner with their family, and or they're going to their second or third job, and all of that is a quality of life that is affected by how our legislation is made here in Hawaii. If our legislators spend our money freely, and maybe not with all the accountability that we would hope for, then you know, somebody needs to represent the families at the state senate, in my opinion, and just remind everyone that it's hard. It's hard to be involved in this great state if you're always at work, if you're missing time with your children and your family, and you're under stress and duress every month because of the bills and the taxes. And so that's kind of the ground floor of my candidacy. If there's an issue that affects a family, you know, I believe there's a way that you wouldn't take much for you to see just how it impacts relationships within the family, husband and wife, parents and children, the kupunas. I mean, you know, when these mothers and dads are in this traffic down to Honolulu and back to Central Oahu, somebody is watching those children after school. It's the aunties, it's the uncles, you know, it's the kupuna. It's a full family effort just to survive in the modern Hawaii with the amount of money that it costs to live here. And you know, the cost of living is well documented. It costs a lot to live here, and so if we just allow our legislators to continue to fund, I won't say unnecessary projects, but if we don't prioritize all of the projects, pretty soon we can find ourselves just spending more and more money without good, solid accountability and thought before we spend that money. And I think that's probably, you know, I'm a fiscally conservative kind of person. I want to make sure we get our money's worth, that we're spending our money wisely.
Well, you have, you know, formally trained in business, your degree in master's in business operations there. But you know, two master's degrees. So here's a guy, business operations, national security strategy. But you yourself have run a small business. There's small business owners that are listening today, and I think, to be honest, sometimes they might not even really want to think about how much taxes have to be paid because it sets them in a bad mood think about it,
Danny.
But you would know,
yeah.
You know, and but that's a reality, and it affects employment. Affects business growth.
Yeah, Danny. Let me tell you. You know, it's interesting. I saw a statistic recently that said Hawaii is the 48th best state to start a small business. That means there's only two states that are worse than us to start a small business. And they cite taxes, energy costs, all kinds of costs that are almost prohibitive. Now, what strikes me is Hawaii has got some of the most entrepreneurial people that I've ever met. People, you know, they come from a culture where you open a business. You know, it may be a mom and pop store, it may be a t-shirt, it may be any kind of a small light manufacturing or service company. We have the will. We have the will here to be business people. But what we've got is a system that really makes it almost prohibitive. It scares off a lot of people from entering into the business world. And as we all know, I mean, across America, it's documented very clearly that small business is what drives America's economy. And I think here in Hawaii, no different. And we have the people with the skills and the will, but we have a government that's making it difficult or more difficult to do that, to get a business started here.
Well, you know, We've heard of gross taxes, right? Gross. Some people actually think it's gross.
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do about it? What can you do about it?
Yeah. Oh. You know, what I think needs to happen is that we need a local view of what we can do better, and we need a global view. So we kind of have to have a two halves of this discussion. I'll just tell you what, you know, when we fly airplanes, we get up there around 30,000 feet up in the air. And from up there, you can see a long way and you can see a lot of things. So this is my 30,000 foot view of Hawaii. I think that Washington, D.C., where the nation's capital, the people in Washington, D.C. that lead our country have grown a bit tired of the Southwest Asia, the Islamic problem, and their attention is turning more toward the Pacific, to Japan, Korea, China, and all the countries in the Pacific. And when they turn around and they look toward the West, they see this place called Hawaii. Halfway between Washington and Beijing is this beautiful place. I think if we here in Hawaii would see ourselves as a great place to bridge between Washington and Tokyo, Washington and Seoul, or wherever we're talking about over in the Pacific, we have a multicultural area here. We have, you know, people from northeastern part of Asia, right down Southeast Asia to the Polynesian Islands. We have every culture represented, ethnicity represented, and I think we can be a great resource to the country. But what we need to do is create a climate where Washington and the mainland sees Hawaii as a progressive place where businesses can exist and be successful, where people can get a good education, where, you know, the roads and the infrastructure is solid. Then I believe what we'll find is that we have the local foundation of business and education and solid government, and we then can become a vehicle that allows the United States to better engage the countries farther to the west across the Pacific Ocean.
You heard that. Now, we are living in the jewel of the Pacific.
Amen.
And I think the way that you described it, bro, you described it like we're Hawaii, man. I mean, we're one of the great wonders of the world. You know,
absolutely.
We're living here.
Yeah.
And you've given an ethereal view. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that 30,000 foot high view is necessary. Yeah. But when we come back, I want you to flesh it out.
Okay.
Because there's someone that might be thinking, you know, all politicians, they need votes, they want to win. Mm-hmm. They want to get in.
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to do? What's different? Right. So, let's talk about what your plan is to do, what distinctions will be there. How will this all be fleshed out in the so-called dark rooms of Hawaii politics, as I have heard? I mean, I don't think I'm the only one. But when we come back, we'll hear from you, Rojo. You're going to hear from Rojo Herrera. And I don't want to just make a blanket statement about the darkness of politics. But hey, you know, we realize that there are forces beyond what we ourselves can often be cognizant of, be aware of. But there are things that come as a result. You know, they manifest. You see the results of certain things that happen over time. And God sends Rojo Herrera at this time in his life and at this time in Hawaii for a Senate seat in Central Oahu. We'll be back with him to hear more. Fleshed out. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Did you know that you live in the crown jewel of the Pacific Ocean? If you live in Hawaii, well, according to Rojo Herrera, I mean, we're living in one of the, he makes it sound like we're living in one of the great wonders of the world. And it's good to hear someone talking that way. And if you're listening and you have not ever been to this great island state, this place called Hawaii, I want to invite you to come and see and experience the great blessing that is here. But we're here talking to Rojo because he's running for Senate, a Senate seat in Central Oahu. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And to find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can access this free podcast there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And, you know, he's a follower of the Lord Jesus. And if you want to know what difference it makes to have a relationship with Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Get to Know Jesus tab, and we have something very special for you there as well. Rojo, we were talking, okay? The ethereal view of 30,000 feet high looking yes. down, but how is it going to be fleshed out? Let's say you get voted in.
Yeah.
What are you going to do that's different than what's already being done?
Yeah. Thank you, Danny. You know, one of the things before I get into specifically what I would do, I would just want to encourage everyone out there, okay? What we're talking about is not a Christian, non-Christian situation. We're talking about we're citizens here in Hawaii. And what's good for my family is good for your family. And we're in this together. We're an island nation. We count on each other more than most places in America do. And so I will be the senator for all the people in Central Oahu.
Not just
the Christian population. Mm. No.
It's
very important. And I may also continue that thought with, and it's not just me. There's a move in Central Oahu, I feel like, where there are good, solid, conservative people who want to ensure that our taxes are well spent and that our priorities are made, you know, into good legislation. For example, and they're young, and it surprises me. They're people who have chosen to step into the arena of politics and stand for something at a young age. You know, Lauren Cheap and Beth Fukumoto and others are just wonderful young people who are educated and bright and energetic, and they want what's best for Hawaii. And so I guess for the listening audience, I would ask you to prayerfully look over your choices for this upcoming election. Look at their websites, really get to know their issues, and then make your decision based on what you see there. For me, I will tell you what I want to see is I want to see, first of all, control of our taxes. I think our taxes are very, very burdensome to our families. So specifically, I will vote against any increase in GET. Our general excise tax, I believe, is sufficient as it is right now. Maybe a little too high, but there's no turning it backwards. I just don't want it to grow anymore. At the same time, I believe our kupuna have earned their pensions, and we should not tax their pensions. So those two tax areas specifically, I will stand against. We need to keep the money in the hands of the people who have earned it so that they can make some choices with their money, again, for their families and for the needs that they have at home. I would also like to see legislation to be very well thought through. And what I mean by that is I think we should have every piece of legislation should have a price tag on it. You know, Danny, if we go down and buy a car, we want to see what it costs. We want to see the details of what it costs. We go to the grocery store, we want to see what the price tag is before we walk up to the cashier. Well, I believe legislation, it's been proven, legislation can be costed out. And so we should have a realistic idea of what it costs before we vote. Not after we vote and then find out, oh, we didn't think about that, you know? We should think it all the way through before we spend the money. With regard to legislation, we have what we call sunshine laws here in Hawaii, and they were put in place for a good reason. Sunshine laws require that the public be made aware of how legislation is being done here in Hawaii. However, there are provisions in the law for legislators to close sessions or to have committee meetings without the public's awareness of the content until after it's over. And I think that that has been misused, and it's something that we need to encourage all legislators, both parties, to be more aware of what that means to the public's confidence. If they're not confident that you are doing things in an accountable and transparent way, it will just degrade their confidence in the process and in us as politicians, as their representatives. And finally, for me, I am very much interested in the education, public education of our children. I think it is one of the fundamental responsibilities of our government is to provide a good education for our children. I think we should set our children up for success. We have too many bright young kids leaving Hawaii. When they finish school, they're going to find jobs. The ones who've gotten a good education are leaving the islands because the jobs that they need to survive here are not here. And so it's education to prepare them and then jobs for them to move into so we can keep all the young and talented people who want to stay in Hawaii here in Hawaii, which in turn will then feed to the next generation, good education, good jobs, solid family values. So on down out of the 30,000-foot level, down to the ground level, that's what I would do.
What do you think? Let's see. Rojo Herrera, you win. What's going to be your your first and greatest challenge?
I think the first and greatest challenge is going to gain acceptance as maybe a new face and maybe someone from outside the usual group of politicians. And so what I will do is do my very best to be credible, to be well prepared for every event, every vote, to be seen as someone who respects the process and in turn respects my colleagues. You know, as a minority party, the Republicans here, clearly, you know, my vote could be overcome very easily by the other party. But in order to be effective, I need to learn to work with members of both parties and different points of view without compromise to basic principles and values that I hold dear.
Well, you embody a man of tremendous courage, and you've done that all your life. In your military career, in your life as a father, as a husband, and as a businessman, the things that you've taken on in life, and for you, you would say that the Lord has opened up these doors for you and led you in these ways. You've done so with the courage of David, and the courage of Joshua, and Caleb, and I can see, Rojo, that you come with that kind of resolve and fortitude and tenacity, that of a lion, and yet with a humility and grace that is really a fruit of God's wonderful, wonderful, gracious Spirit. And so I'm grateful that you've been with us today, and I appreciate you sharing the things that you shared. Rojo, we've got just a few moments left. Any parting shot that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, thank you very much, Danny. You know, you're very kind in the words you were saying, but it gives me a great segue into a life verse of mine, and it's Micah 6:8. And for those of you who don't know what Micah 6:8 says, and for the non-Christian, listen to this. This is priceless. If you want to know what God expects from you, it's in Micah 6:8. It specifically says, what does God require of a man? What does God require of a man? But to love mercy, to do justice, and to walk humbly. Now, for me personally, love mercy is the first option in that passage. And to me, it would just say, if at all possible, show kindness, show grace, show love to others, show mercy first. However, you have to stand for something, so you have to be just. Justice implies there's a right and a wrong. So you have to stand for the right while you are standing for righteousness and for mercy. And then finally, to walk humbly. I think, there's something in the word that just calls a man to not get too ambitious or too proud or too haughty. And I've been down that road, and that's been, you know, my early experience as a young man. And I think for me, it's gone full circle, and God has brought me to this place where I can show mercy and be just and learn to walk humbly as I do.
Rojo, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And that verse, Micah 6:8. In the next few days, you'll hear more inspirational stories of faith and hope, like Rojo Herrera. And you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in 2 o'clock every day and 12 midnight. Our stories are downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Go ahead and share them with a friend. Here's a scripture for today, Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require? Just as Rojo said, to love justice and kindness and to walk humbly with your God. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Rojo Herrera, rojoherrera.com. Until next time, I'm along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank
thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.